Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Chris Dush of the 66th Legislative District in Jefferson and Indiana counties. Representative Dush, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the good news in Harrisburg. We've got a budget deal. We've got it in place. I understand that while we got it done in time, it wasn't without a little bit of consternation and without a little bit of debate. I understand that you weren't really in full support. Talk to us about the budget, where it was, and how you voted.
Although this year's $33.9 billion state budget is one I found much improved over previous budget bills, there are many outstanding issues which prevented me from casting a yes vote on the final product. First, thanks to the Trump tax cuts, we generated an $800 million increase in tax revenue for the Commonwealth's Treasury. Many folks have watched my House floor remarks from earlier this month denouncing the fact that Governor Wolf has already spent $748 million of that money that was generated. And that's over and above what the legislature had authorized for the current fiscal year that wraps up on Sunday. Final passage of this year's budget basically says, "That's okay, Governor. We'll let you off the hook for that money and give you all that and even more for next year." I'm not going to stand on the floor of the House denouncing this type of irresponsible spending, then say, don't worry about it. State agencies have the money in hundreds of line items unspent from previous years that we could have forced the governor to lapse back into the general fund. One of the worst offenders is the Department of Human Services, which the governor used to extend cash payouts to people without accountability. Although we legislatively cut that tap off, DHS is getting a 12.2% increase to its general government operations line item. The worst part of it is that will become next year's baseline. With all that said, and I do have some other lesser concerns, I want you to know that within the new state budget, there are going to be some good things for our schools, service providers, and others, including those with disabilities, seniors, farmers, and others, for the people of Jefferson and Indiana counties. My budget remarks focusing on the lack of transparency in this year's budget are available at www.repdush.com.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative Dush, is good news for folks who like to get out there and spend a little bit of time in the streams. It's Fish for Free Days coming up here on July 4th. Talk to us about this wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, we get fish independent of a license on Independence Day. The Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission is hosting the second of its annual Two Fish for Free Days on Independence Day. This is a great opportunity to try your hand at fishing on any of Pennsylvania's waterways, even if you don't have a license. Both residents and non-residents alike are eligible. Just make sure you follow all the other fishing regulations. For your convenience, there are even opportunities to borrow equipment from certain sites at state parks and other locations, and links to those locations are available at my webpage and on my Facebook newsletter for this week.
And finally, Representative, it's the summer, it's travel season, people are getting out, taking vacations, getting out of town, maybe taking routes they're not used to. Where can they get a little bit of information to make their travels a little bit easier?
Absolutely. I've discovered the 511 app for my phone. PennDOT generates it, and if you're traveling, check it out at www.511pa.com. It's free and available 24 hours a day. The site provides traffic delay warnings, weather forecasts, traffic speed information, and access to more than 950 traffic cameras.
Representative Dush, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Chris Dush.